This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, we are going to talk about three easy changes that you can make today that are radically going to transform your health. Three simple changes. Simple, right? They're not complicated. They're simple. You could do them right now. Three simple changes that will radically transform your health. Now, if you don't know much about Greenwood Family Chiropractic and what we do, so we're a Max Living Health Center. There are a couple Max Living offices throughout the Indianapolis, Indiana area. There are hundreds throughout the country. It's incredibly interesting. I was actually looking back. It was 2 years ago today. I was in Rio for the 2016 Olympics. Rio de Janeiro, 2016 Olympics, which was awesome. You know, what's really cool, and I don't really think I ever talked about, is that when I left for Rio, all right, so remember Brazil, Zika virus, literally newscasters said, I'm not going because I don't feel safe because of the Zika virus. And I found out the day I left for Rio that I was pregnant with my son. The day I left. And the interesting component is, you know, they say, oh my goodness, you know, Zika's on the rise. And of course, I one day pregnant, that's the time where every system is forming. It's one of the first couple of weeks is the most vital in terms of development for an embryo. And my husband said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, with all the research that I've done, they started making, I forget which vaccine, they made a vaccine mandatory for women at the age of 20 weeks gestation. They have unfiltered waters with tons of agricultural runoff because they were going through the deforestation process, right? So they're doing all of this stuff, putting tons of chemicals. And, you know, so when you just look at, like, I don't plan on drinking unfiltered water, not getting any vaccines when I'm out there. You know, I'm going to live the healthiest life I can while I can. And so we went. I could tell you that my son is the most handsome one, almost what, 16 months old, most handsome little kid ever. And his head, normal sized, just normal. You know, we don't live by fear, but we live by education and empowerment. And that's one that for me, it was empowering to know, hey, I know that it's not just a mosquito that's causing it, right? There's tons of other things. You know, it's crazy. I actually saw more mosquitoes here in Indianapolis than I did out in Rio when I was out there. But it's just, you know, again, it's just an amazing opportunity to feel empowered to be able to go that. Because if you're living by this fear-based model, then you can't move forward, right? Think about it. When you're stricken with fear, how can you ever move forward? And so that's ultimately when you're empowered, that's what gives you the tools to move. And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? We live by five essentials. One is nervous system. You have to have a properly functioning nervous system. Oxygen and lean muscle, the moving component, detoxification, nutrition, and then a proper mindset. You know, so many times I hear people come into the office and they say, you know, I know exactly what to do. And then I think, why haven't you done it? You know, because mentally they haven't committed to it. Right. Think about it. When you're empowered and you feel like you have the knowledge, you mentally commit to something, you can conquer the world. But if mentally you're not there, then that's more of a problem. So today we're talking about three easy steps that you can take, changes that you can make today that are radically going to transform your health for the better. But before we get into that, we'll get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News comes from the Business Insider. Seen this over social media. A Harvard professor just busted the myth that coconut oil is good for you, calling it pure poison. Man. So first off, they say a Harvard professor. So you're like, oh my gosh, this man must be brilliant, right? So a Harvard professor made some controversial comments concerning coconut oil in a lecture posted on YouTube. The video, which has thus far had hundreds of thousands of views, comes right after the American Heart Association advises people to avoid coconut oil. In the talk titled Coconut Oil and Other Nutritional Errors, she has made herself very clear with regards to dietary recommendation and underlying that coconut oil is not healthy. Its superfood status, she had already come under scrutiny after the American Heart Association updated its guidelines, which recommended that people avoid the saturated fatty acids found in coconut oil. Now, this is one where people read the headlines and then they do no other research for themselves. We need to be fully educated. One thing, right? And this is awesome. You know, we do tons of educational advanced talks in our office. One of them is heart health. There are books that reference hundreds of articles, and not hundreds of articles that have the research cohort of one or two people, but hundreds of articles that talk about the benefits of fat. Here's really what I have to look at is that oftentimes people will say, well, this is the standard of care. The American Heart Association, the food pyramid. If you want to be healthy, you have to follow our American standard. This is the standard of care. And then I look at what the standard is for the United States. And the standard is that 5 out of 6 Americans suffer from heart disease or cancer. The standard is that diabetes is on the rise tenfold over the last 5 years. The standard is that we have the shortest quality of life, we pay the most amount in healthcare, and we have the worst health outcomes in terms of our medical community, right? That's our standard of care. So you know what? Maybe we have to figure out, is that a really good standard to listen to, or do we need to do things different, right? When people say you're weird, you know what I say? Yeah, you're right. I want to be weird, because you know what normal is? Normal and regular in mainstream is sick. They're on tons of medication. They're overweight. I don't want to be normal. I want to be weird, right? And so what's interesting about this is they actually go through a study that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition indicated that people who routinely consumed cheese, whole milk, and other high-fat dairy products, in essence, products high in saturated fat, are at no greater risk from dying of heart attack, stroke, or other illnesses than those who avoided such products. Right? It's a study that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Another study using data from 135,000 people in 18 countries and published in the Lancet Journal found that high fat, low carbohydrate, high fat, right? Things like coconut oil, which are great, awesome, high fats, and had a low carbohydrate consumption were associated with a 23% lower risk of death. Right? Lower risk of death. So here's the thing. Are you reading the title and thinking, oh man, I shouldn't do coconut oil? Or are you like, hey, I'm going to do some more of my own research? Because a couple different things, right? This talk came shortly after the American Heart Association said, quit coconut oil. Bad for you. But the American Heart Association seal of approval, you have to think about, oftentimes, there's a lot of things in life that are driven by money, right? And in my opinion, and you don't have to agree with my opinion, but in my opinion, the American Heart Association is driven by just that. When you look at the American Heart Association's seal of approval and what they do approve, what most people don't realize is those seals don't come from, the American Heart Association doesn't come to a company and says, you know what? This is just an awesome product that's so great for people's health. We want to give you our logo that says that you meet the American Heart Association food criteria for healthy hearts over the age of 2. We just want to give this to you. So for each of the approximate 630 heart healthy logos that are on things like cereal boxes or food products, the American Heart Association gets $7,500 a year. So the Center for Science and Public Interest reported that the American Heart Association charges companies per product basis. So each product, so not like one company like Nabisco or, you know, Pepsi. I don't know, maybe Pepsi owns Nabisco. I don't know how those companies work. But if they have 1 to 9 products, it's $7,500 per product. If they have 10 to 24 products, it's $6,750 per product. And if they have 25 to 99 products in their first year, it is $5,940 per product. And to renew them, so for subsequent years, it's $4,500, $4,000, or about $3,500 respectively. So they said in 2002 alone, they received $2 million in food certification. And what's crazy is that you will see these brands, the American Heart Association seal of approval on things like chocolate milk, sugary breakfast cereal, processed meats that are full of chemicals, right? So that's cool. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm going to follow exactly what the American Heart Association says. It says, hey, don't have coconut oil, but you know what? Cocoa Puffs, have at it. Great for your heart. Give that to yourself and your kids for breakfast. We can't figure out why we're so sick as a country. Come on. You know, and there are benefits when you look at, especially with coconut oil. They're one of the good fats that are present in coconut oil is medium chain triglycerides. This is what a lot of times people hear of MCT oil. What it means is the fatty acids are shorter than the long chain triglycerides. When you eat MCT oil, what happens is these type of fat go right to the liver where your body can use them as a quick source of energy and turn them into ketones. Right? You have people in ketosis, the keto diet. Hey, I'm keto, right? This is why. But ketones have a powerful benefit of the brain and are being studied for treatments for things like epilepsy, Alzheimer's. When you look at in terms of helping burn fat, it fills you up, right? So there's more calories, but this is what fills you up. So it's when you look at the benefits of coconut oil actually can help raise your HDL, which is what most considered your good cholesterol. There's a huge misconception about how eating dietary saturated fat increases your cholesterol, right? Eating cholesterol increases your cholesterol. And that myth has been debunked years ago. And we can go through tons and tons of research about that. But looking overall at figuring out, all right, what are we doing to actually benefit our health and not necessarily follow, right? Are you gonna, if you do things the same, the results will be the same. So I don't want to do the things the same. I'm going to do the higher fats, moderate proteins, minimal healthy carbohydrate diet. That's the way I choose to eat. That's the way I eat. That's the way my husband eats. That's the way my kids eat, you know, and guess what? I in college had high cholesterol at 18 years old. Doctors were incredibly concerned. Guess what? Fast forward 15, 20 years, and my numbers look amazing. Why? Because I changed what I was putting in my body. I made those changes. The outcome became different, right? I made changes. My health changed. If you don't make changes for your health, then your health doesn't change, right? We have to be proactive on these things. So that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. What is the first step that you can do to make health changes that will make a lasting impact? And we'll tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes, whatever it takes.
If you want to know how to radically transform your health with just making a couple quick changes, you're in the right place. Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Again, that's 893-2853. If you ever want more information, come on in. So initial exam and consultation is $25. If you have questions, we'll go through an initial consultation, right? Figure out what your ultimate goals are, what your desires are to see, exactly what we can do to help you meet those goals. Initial exam consultation is $25. Now, there's any other things that we need to do. The only other diagnostic tools that we would likely have to do are x-rays. But we can go through that if they're necessary at the time, and we go through all the costs. Most people wonder about insurance. We work with a lot of different insurances. Bring in your insurance card and we will get it checked and verified. So once we figure out, you know, what your previous history is, what your health goals are, the extent of damage and what's going on, we come up with a plan and we sit down with every single person and we say, okay, here's what we think. Time, cost, insurance, out of pocket. So you'll always know time and cost wise before anything happens. No surprises. Now, today we're talking just simple things, simple steps that you can take today. So literally when you're done listening today, you can start making those action steps. The first one we're going to talk about very simply is reading labels. Now, I know this one sounds too easy sometimes, but it is a really, really easy step. You can take it anywhere because it's your eyes and your brain. So anywhere you go, those things come with you. But reading labels, for example, I got a phone call. It was actually a text. I got a text, a picture, and it was from a friend, and it was for superfood. It was Asahi juice, right? And if you know anything about Asahi, they consider it a superfood. It's awesome, amazing, and wonderful. And the store that she was talking about, I had been there before, and they were giving away free samples. And I am a sucker for free samples, especially the good healthy ones. I pass on the bad ones. But the healthy ones, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes there's like, you know, guacamole or hummus. And you're like, oh, I want to get it. And you try it, you're like, this is terrible. So I tried it. And I was like, oh, some acai juice. There's like a little splash of it. It was probably half an ounce maybe. And I took a sip and I was like, ooh. It's like puckered my face. It was so sweet. Just so incredibly sweet. So there are juices that actually have decent health benefits. This was so sweet. So I said, hey, send me the label, right? Label reading. Hey, send me the label. So she did. And when I look, it said contains 100% juice. And I'm like, awesome. And then the first ingredient was organic Asahi juice. Awesome. Second ingredient, organic cane sugar. Third ingredient, organic tapioca syrup. And I'm just like, oh boy, right? So it's juice, sugar, sugar. So I looked. So in 8 ounces, there are 24 grams of sugar. 8 ounces, 24 grams of sugar, right? So that's 3 grams an ounce. So that's almost a full packet of sugar per ounce. So if you were to look at, you know, because it's only for 8 ounces, it's not for 12, it's for 8. So if you were to look at 12 ounces, which would be the equivalent to like a can of soda, it'd be 36 ounces. So it's literally as sweet as a soda. So we think, hey, the superfood, I'm doing such an amazing job, but we can't figure out. And this is one where I see overall where it's like, I can't figure out why I'm so inflamed and my blood sugar is not going down. And I'm like, you know, what are you eating? Yeah, I had nothing. I'm just doing superfoods and great, awesome stuff for me, which again, I don't disagree with. But when you're looking at those healthy juices, quote unquote, healthy juices, if there's almost 40 grams of sugar per one serving, it's like, oh my goodness gracious. All right, so what we need to do is kind of look at and reevaluate. Let's reevaluate. And the way that you do that is by reading the labels. And this is not just for food either, right? This is not just for food. This is for your bath products as well. This is for your cleaning products as well. This is for, if there is a label on it that says, this is for your supplements, right? This is for everything. You have to read the labels. One really great thing is that if your stuff doesn't have labels to read, hey, that's awesome. Because I can tell you what, my oranges, my bananas, my green beans, my asparagus, there's typically not a label. It's just food, right? Food by good, clean food by God. But even so, you look at, what was I looking at the other day? I can't remember what it was, but it was something that you would consider more of a health related food. And they had snuck a whole bunch of artificial sweeteners in it. And I'm like, get out of here. No way. So you have to be mindful and you have to read. Because this is one where you can start addressing. Everything in life, though, know this, is going to be a good, better, best. It's just simply that. It's going to be a good, better, best. We want to do the best with what we can while we can. Just right, not too crazy. Pretty simple. We want to do the best that we can. But sometimes there's limitations. So it becomes a good, better, best cycle. There, when you're reading labels, what's a good example? Okay, here's a good example. There are gluten-free noodles, right? Let's talk noodles. Good, better, best. You have three types of noodles. One type of noodle is a gluten-free noodle. One type of noodle is a rice noodle, and the other type of noodle is a vegetable noodle. Oftentimes when you look at the gluten-free noodles, it's gluten-free, but it's still made with processed wheat-based flours. Gluten-free, yes, but still, when it's a good, better, best, not the best. And you'll look at a lot of the fortifications because they stripped the flour of all the nutrient value. So if they fortify it, they have to add it back in to say, oh my gosh, look at how nutritious these noodles are, when in reality it's all synthetic. And it's not. The secondary type is oftentimes you'll see like they just use rice flour. It's just rice. It's a grain that they grind up and they use as flour. Better than the wheat flour, right? And oftentimes, again, it's just a couple ingredients, rice flour and a couple others. The best, the ones that I like the most, are vegetable-based. There's a type of noodle that they have, and it's just vegetables. Literally, there's 4 ingredients. It's green lentils, broccoli, spinach, and kale. That's it. That is literally it. And surprisingly enough, the noodles actually taste kind of good. There's another one too, a pasta that has been made that's just black beans. Literally, there's two ingredients, water and black beans. That is it. And so pasta, you usually add some stuff on anyways, so it usually takes on a pretty good flavor. I'm always really surprised at them. But when you're looking, I'm eating pasta, but I read the ingredients and I chose the vegetable and bean-based pasta as opposed to the regular pasta, right? So when you're reading ingredients, same thing with your deodorants. Look, is there aluminum in your deodorant? Is there fluoride in your toothpaste, right? So when we're looking at those toxic chemicals, is this one fluoride-free? Is this aluminum-free? Is this sodium lauryl sulfite-free? Is this, you know, paraben-free? Is this? So when we're looking at those ingredients, we can make better choices. And so it's very simple. And although you might not be doing the 100% best, think about this. If you go through reading your food and some of your bathroom products, if you go through and read those labels and you start taking some of them out, think you're going to reduce dozens of chemical exposures a day. Something as simple as reading labels, but it's every label every time. And know that throughout the time, the packaging might change, might not change, but the labels may change. And I see that there's something that I usually get and I'll read the ingredients and I said, oh, wow, this wasn't in there before and now it's in there. You know, so a lot of the times it's somewhat disappointing, but you have to be diligent because really when it comes down to it, it's your health, it's your body. And if we continue to keep putting in these toxic chemicals, our body stores them in our fat, right? This is where people see toxicity load problems. So one easy change is start being more diligent on a daily basis for reading labels. Now, when we come back, another quick change that'll radically change your health.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, three simple changes today. Three changes that you can make today that will transform your overall health. Number one, we talked about reading labels. As simple as it may sound, it has to be one of the starting points. Everything that we have, everything that we eat, we consume, we put on our bodies is typically made up of chemicals. So reading labels. The next one we're going to talk about, you have to start addressing your nervous system, right? When you're looking at chiropractic care, specifically what we do in our office, we look at structural correction. It's what 2% of chiropractors in the world do. What's huge about this is most people, when they get adjusted, they go in, they lay down, they get adjusted, they leave. So we have different pre and post adjustment therapies that are designed to start retraining the muscles, increase cerebral spinal fluid. The adjustment styles we have are manual, but they're not rotary. What that means is that we don't do the twisting. People most often see the difference with this in their neck because they don't like how to get their neck adjusted, right? You turn to the side and you do a quick, sharp snap. Everything that we do is tractional. So you turn your head to the side and it's a very gentle tractional lift up. So you'll still get audible noises, kind of that popping, if you will. We still use our hands. And then afterwards, we actually work with a weighting system and vibration therapy. So it's designed to help retrain the muscles to set the adjustment in place to hold it for as long as possible, right? So that's, I was talking to someone who was it dentist, you know? And she was like, yeah, I get adjusted, but I just don't feel like it really does anything. Well, yeah, because you get adjusted and then you see patients all day. So it moves right back out of place. And so there are benefits about receiving chiropractic care that help you really live a path of healing, you know, trying to heal the body naturally. And so chiropractic adjustments, simply, it's just the design to take pressure off the nervous system, right? So the nervous system controls every cell, organ, and tissue in your body. So what I do as a doctor is I focus on the attention on their health of, in the spine being properly aligned. So if the spine shifts out of alignment, out of its proper place, then adjustments are used to help bring back the spine into normal alignment. Why? Because the spine is what surrounds and protects your central nervous system. Right, we talked a couple weeks ago about what happens if injections go wrong, and how it can literally shut down organ systems. Right, so on the flip side, what if you just shift that bone, you compress the nerve that goes out to the organ system over time? You have to think, does it function better or worse? And the answer, very simply, is worse. And so when you're looking at chiropractic care in terms of making sure that you're in the proper alignment, it helps with correcting the misalignment due to poor posture. It helps with joint swelling caused by damage done throughout the intervertebral joint. The inflammatory process caused by poor diet, lack of water, osteoporosis, and degenerative changes of the spine. So just some sciatic, right? Sciatic pain, a great benefit. Lower back and neck pain, obviously, is a benefit. Headaches. This is, oh my goodness gracious, there are over 230 peer-reviewed research articles referencing chiropractic's ability to help prevent, ease the burden, and cure of headaches and migraines in people across the world. A group trial found that 22% of people who had a chiropractic treatment saw the number of attacks drop by 90%. And in that same study, 49% of people said that they had seen a significant reduction in pain intensity. What? This is huge, right? Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, if you have kiddos in your family. In 2011, there was a systematic review published in the Journal of Explore, which included a review of 26 articles in total, including 3 clinical trials and four cohort studies. Whew, say that 10 times fast. Found that chiropractic adjustments helped greatly reduce colic symptoms. Colic symptoms. Acid reflux. Ear infections. Right? And so this is one where when you're talking about healthy kids, why would kids need to be adjusted? They don't have sciatica. They don't have headaches. They don't have neck pain. Well, one, typically those symptoms are caused from wear and tear because your spine is degenerative, which is a very reversible process if you are proactive. But when you're looking at ailments that you see in kids that, you know, not only does it cause misery in your children, it causes misery in adulthood too, you know, because as adults, like it, as moms and dads, I can tell you the one thing that I want to see no more for my child is for him to be as healthy as he possibly can be. You know, one study found that children with acid reflux found notable improvement in the patient's symptom was observed within 4 visits, and total resolution of symptoms was within 3 months of care. Different neurological conditions, right? Blood pressure. This is when we talk about Journal of Hypertension, University of Chicago, found that one adjustment could help lower blood pressure on an average of 14 points, right? A 14 point for systolic, which is your top number, and an average of 8 for your bottom number. Surgery prevention. This is huge. Frozen shoulder is another one. Of 50 patients, 16 resolved completely. 25 showed a 75 to 90% improvement. 8 showed a 50 to 75% improvement. Before chiropractic treatment, the patients reported a median initial pain scale of 9 out of 10 with a range of 7, with an average range of 7. After treatment, it dropped down to a 2 out of 10, right? So scoliosis, right? Again, what we do works with neuromuscular education. So We do see a lot more scoliotic patients in our office. Athletic performance helps reduce inflammatory cytokines, boost immune system, enhances pulmonary function. So that's just not with athletes, that's someone with COPD. Decreases mental and oxidative stress, relieves muscle tension, can help naturally increase energy levels. So when you're looking at the benefits of chiropractic care, you have to get adjusted. Your central nervous system, that brainstem and spinal cord, is your lifeline to every cell and organ. How well is it functioning? When was the last time you had it evaluated? All right. And that's one of the reasons you have to start looking at your spine and start getting adjusted. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853 for more information. Now, when we come back, we will cover number three out of our three changes to make to radically improve your health next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or come out, check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Or we are on Facebook and Instagram. Our name? You guessed it. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So we talked about the top two changes that you could make in order to see great results in your health. Top two changes you could make today. Now we have a third. One, two, three. Today's our third. What is that third? The next one is you have to get moving. Now, when coming up with this list, I'm like, oh my gosh, people are going to think this is so remedial because of how easy it is. But then I thought about how many people actually can say in the average week they get their heart rate up more than four or more times. And I'm thinking across the board, and that the average person really can't, right? So again, we know what to do. Yeah, but most people aren't actually moving. People aren't exercising. So again, this is one where you have to be mentally motivated. You have to be mentally committed. Because I can tell you, and I see this a lot through myself right now, you know, going through, I work full time, right? I'm in the office full time. I am a mom. I'm currently pregnant. My husband is preparing for deployments. I had police academy, so he has gone Monday through Friday overnight for 4 months. He's Marines, and so he's had multiple trainings where he's gone for 2 to 3 week spans over the last, each month for the last 3 months. He's gone for all of next month, 4 months, and then he deploys for 9 months. So I'm basically a single mom, which, shout out to single moms. You friggin' rock. Oh my goodness gracious. Mine is a season. It is not forever. But kudos to you, single moms and dads. You guys are friggin' rock stars. But like, so I, when people say, oh, you have all the time in the world. Like, I don't have all the time in the world. And so you do have to be super intentional about your time. You have to be super educated about what you're doing to make it the most effective. And it doesn't have to be hard. A lot of the times I see people who are in their 60s and 70s who say, you know, I haven't worked out in forever. I can't just get to the gym. And that's not necessarily the expectation. The expectation more so is to move and to get your heart rate up. Get your heart rate up. So sometimes that's going outside and walking. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on bursts, or it's considered high intensity interval training, which I personally think sounds a bit intimidating. Burst training also sounds a bit intimidating. But here's what the ultimate goal is. Say you're walking. You go outside, you go to the mall, and you're a walker. I want you to walk leisurely for 30 seconds. And then for 15 to 20 seconds, I want you to power walk, right? I want you to give it all that you have for 15 to 20 seconds until your heart rate really gets up there. You're out of breath. You're like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And then you can go down to a normal pace. Say you're on the elliptical, right? At the gym. Guess what you can do? Crank up the resistance and go really, really hard for 20 to 30 seconds and then relax for 20 to 30 seconds. Go slow. And then bump it back up 20 to 30 seconds as hard as you can. If you're on the stationary bike or on the regular bike, bump it up. Go as fast as you can. So it's the difference between like a sprinter versus a marathon runner. But what you're designed to do is get your heart rate up. Get your heart rate up. The problem is that people, when they go to start working out, they think that they need to start lifting weights or that they need to spend hours on the treadmill, and then they don't see any results because, unfortunately, long distance cardiovascular exercise can actually do things like increase your stress hormone like cortisol. It decreases your testosterone, right? And so there's a more effective way of doing what you're doing and getting the results that you want to see. But here's why it's so important. One, because your heart is a muscle, right? And just like any muscle, if you don't lose it, if you don't use it, you lose it. So we've got to figure out then, okay, so are you using your heart muscle? Because walking to your walking to and from your car at work doesn't really constitute working your heart muscle. Walking to and from the fast food for lunch does not constitute working out your heart muscle. So we have to work your heart. It's a muscle, right? What the other thing that it does is it helps circulate oxygen throughout the body. So oftentimes I see people's blood work and they have high CO2 levels, right? Carbon dioxide. Why is that a problem? Because there's a lack of oxygen in your body. You've got to put oxygen in there. Even this, cancer is an anaerobic cell. It hates oxygen. So when you do things like force oxygen inside of the body, that is awesome. It is super amazing. Another one too is that it increases healthy hormones. Your brain changes, right? They actually found that during exercise, it actually activates the prefrontal cortex inside of your brain. It actually increases blood flow to your brain. Helps with kids with focus, mood, attention, right? So we put them in school and then we give them maybe 10 minutes of recess a day, 20. I don't know. Mine are still little. So, and then we get home and we say, all right, you got to do homework. You got to go to bed. Like we have to expend energy. And we're the same way. Again, hormone balance, neurotransmitter, your happy, healthy mood regulator, right? You know how people say, I'm just obsessed with working out. It's like my drug. Well, why? Because it helps with endorphins, positive mindset and endorphins. It doesn't have to be where we're like, hey, go join this gym where you're going to run a mile and deadlift 120 pounds every time you go in, right? Start with something as simple as just getting off the couch. You can do anything at home. You can do it push-ups against the wall. Do that for 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. You can do air squats. You can run in place. If you can't do jumping jacks, right? Move your legs from side to side. I am telling you very, very simply that you can get your heart rate up doing a lot of different things, but you have to be concentrated on moving. So three things, right? Let's start being more conscious at label reading. Let's look at what we're putting on and in our body. You have to get adjusted. Make sure you're giving life, nervous system function out to every cell and organ through chiropractic care. And lastly, we got to move. We've got to use the heart. We've got to increase those endorphins, spread that healthy blood flow and oxygen throughout the body, right? So those are three things, and you can do those today, but you have to take action. You have to be the one that's proactive about it. You have to start making those changes, and that's what we do. We'll help teaching you at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.